Just found the Washington Pelicans podcast. We're happy to have you here. Best Iowa podcast out there. Season is drawing near. We have a couple big guests coming up to finish out the summer slate. Kevin is on his honeymoon right now, but we'll be back soon, as will Hawkeye football. We are less than 6 weeks away. Today we talk Coach Grant, which player we'd want from the KF era in the new video game, an upcoming walk-on event, a merch drop, and a whole lot more. Enjoy the show. Let's have a day. Let's go. Another podcast, Grant Tyler show tonight or today, whenever you're listening to this. Could be afternoon. You could be mowing the lawn, which is something I now have to do as a homeowner, Grant.
Wow. You just got, that was like a backhanded flex. I'm like, oh, geez, you know, I get so tired going up and down all these flights of stairs in my house all day. Well, like, it's such a big problem. You're lucky you don't have to deal with that.
In my case, we actually have less stairs. We went from a 3-level townhouse to now just a ranch. So oh. I can't use the stairs as a flex. I did like to my wife the other day say, cause our daughter's bedroom is on the, you know, you walk out the master, which is on one side, you go across the living room through the kitchen all the way to the front of the house. So I said, God, you damn near need to put on running shoes to get to her room in the middle of the night. If she wakes up all this square footage, you know?
Yeah. Geez. I mean, my house is too big. Some would say,
yeah, it's crazy. Tonight is going to be just the Grant and Kluve Dog show. I just called myself Kluve Dog and want to throw up after doing that. We'll just say Clue. I'm Kluve, Kluver, tech guy. It's me. Just you and me tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad about it.
Oh, okay.
We haven't had a chance to really catch up or talk in a long time. You've got things to do to make money right now, currently in this summer, sure, which takes up our time for the DHT.
Right.
DHT hasn't even happened. Promise that's coming back for all the Patreon people. For anybody who's interested in an extra podcast that is a Drake, Tyler, and Grant podcast, or at least Drake and Tyler for the most part, that will be back in full force, hopefully in a few weeks when Kevin's back and we start to slide into our season routine. That's an every week thing. Of course, there's occasions where we miss an episode or we can't get it in. Grant and Drake, they do their Friday podcast on the Patreon. Mm-hmm. So if you are just your average listener or you're new-ish around here to the Washed Up Walk-Ons, consider maybe joining the Patreon. Your subscription helps the Children's Hospital. Half of our profit each year, 50% of our profit from the collection of ways that this operation makes money goes to the Children's Hospital. We get to, at the end of the year, provide a pretty significant gift. In fact, this year will be, I believe, our fifth year doing it. I don't think we did it the first year. Wow. Maybe we did. Maybe we've been doing it every single year. We just didn't make a whole lot of money the first couple of years. Not that we're making hundreds of thousands of dollars now, but the donation amount will cross 50 grand total this year.
Pretty good.
I'd like to think so. Good. A podcast that was able to donate 50 G's worth collectively year by year. So that's awesome. Not able to do that unless you guys support the show. I'm not saying we absolutely need you to go sign up for the Patreon. Your listeners, consistent support just on the Monday, Thursday shows, currently just the Monday shows, is all we need. Occasionally buy a cool merchandise piece. That, again, 50% of the profit goes there. But things like the Patreon will give you discounts to the merchandise. Depending on what level you sign up at, you'll get free merchandise. Those discounts are valid all year long. And you also get other cool perks like early access, ad-free listening. Again, the coolest and most important part, really, what I think is worth the money alone, is just the fact that you get to help out the kids. It's like your thought-free donation over the course of a year. And then you get cool stuff from us. So yeah, sign up at the Patreon, patreon.com/washedupwalkons. It's an extra level of paywall support, mm-hmm, and it helps keep this show running. Speaking of cool merch designs, Kirk's Dogs, we've been using it. A couple Kirk's people dogs. Have the design is out in the wild now. Ike Butker wore it as the pre-outfit before we got dressed in tuxedos this past weekend at Kevin's wedding.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, yeah, it looked fantastic in 3X form. He is an absolutely massive human, and it looked great on him. Drake wore it, I believe, on one of the last. I don't think that DHT came out.
You scrapped one?
I got kicked out. It was when I was still figuring out the internet issue, which thank you to everybody who reached out. I had like six people who either work for or have had ideas on the internet stuff. Pretty simple fix for anybody wondering if you have some dead spots in your home. The booster that I bought for $70.
Game changer.
It working better than expected.
Yeah.
So that's great. And I just run an Ethernet right from that booster, which sits underneath the source right into the old PC. And I haven't had a problem since, but I did get kicked out of that DHT. Drake was wearing the Kirk's dog shirt in that DHT.
Did you consider going to your local library at any point to get the DHT out?
You know, I've tried to stay away from libraries.
Oh, okay. I just want to be sure. All right.
As said before, many who listen, all those who have been around for a long time, head looking just extra shiny today. I don't know if you noticed this.
I think it's normal shininess.
I'm gonna have to figure out the lighting in here. Just didn't really go to a lot of academic buildings during my time. Really preferred the online classes. Preferred the field house. Preferred the football facility.
There's academics in the field house.
Sure.
You're right.
Preferred my house mostly over most things. So, and definitely didn't like the library.
Okay.
So although we do live about a half mile from the Waukee Public Library, so it is an option.
Yeah.
Do not know if the patrons of Waukee, Iowa would appreciate me, yelling into a microphone about the NCAA 25 football game. And other things, but
do you think the students of the University of Iowa appreciate it? Like while they're studying for a chem final at 9:30, I'm like yelling about Purdue Northwestern into it for an hour and a half.
From the other room, they could just hear. I've got Middle Tennessee -12 against the Akron Zips.
I felt bad because occasionally like people would be studying and it's like, they got the reservation before me,
yeah,
and I'm kicking them out, and they're assuming I'm about to go do like hard work, and they're like, actually, I'm just gonna go talk some football.
You reserved a room.
We have an hour to cover like Raiders, Ravens.
Yeah,
here coming up. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the bookkeeping stuff for tonight. Grant and I are gonna do a top five tonight.
Okay.
Top five not all time. Top five KF era players, not including right now, because obviously this team is in the game, but pre-2024, top five KF era players that you wish you could have used in the NCAA football game. And I have my list. We're going to do that later. So Grant, I don't know if you prepared for that or if you have to think on it.
I have a list, but I got some clarifying questions that I,
okay. I have some honorable mentions as well, okay. But, yeah, so but speaking of the game, and I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. You've played it. You're playing it currently?
I'm talking to you currently, but I've played it. Been playing it a lot. I was up till like – I was literally just playing last night talking to guys, and I didn't even realize it was like 2 in the morning. I had love zero that. Clue.
Love that. You're bought
in. It's a great game. I'm all in on the game. Yeah.
You would have been 11 when the last game came out?
In 14?
Yeah.
I was, depending on the date of the release, I was either 11 or 12.
Okay. And do you remember playing that at all? Do you remember playing?
Yes. Okay. I had 14, played it a bunch. It's a great game. I was big into mascot mode at the time. We loved playing.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, yeah. It was awesome.
So you were out there with 11 Brutuses playing against 11 Herkies.
I almost always did Stanford's tree mascot. For it, I almost always did because it was the funniest.
Yeah.
The best option. But no, I changed it up a lot. I don't think unless it's they've been hiding it from me or if they're releasing
it's
it
not
later,
in the game.
It's no mascot mode.
Man.
You also, there's no, and it's because they went to FCS, but there's no Kibby Dome, which was a popular spot to play in the last game. One of our nation's great football stadiums is unfortunately not included.
And tell me who plays there?
The Idaho Vandals playing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's a fantastic little stadium. Incredibly dangerous to play in, but because the wall is like maybe a foot away from the end zone.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's incredibly dangerous.
It's tighter than Kinnick, huh?
It's like, you remember when I was playing at Wrigley and they're like, if you catch this pass in the corner of the end zone, there could be serious
injuries. You're going to die. there's neck injuries waiting.
That is a weekly occurrence at the QB Dome. But great.
They had to, that was just last year, right? We played Northwestern there and they had to like kick field goals all on the same side or something like that.
What, no, what was I think that was a different, that was like a bowl game. It was either the Fenway Bowl or like the Wasabi Fenway Bowl or a different game at Wrigley. Like Iowa Northwestern could kick both ways.
Okay.
They could.
How did Wasabi get its own bowl game?
I don't think it's, I think Wasabi is a tech company, actually. I don't think it's a, I don't think it's like the, we've talked about this before. I don't think
big
it's
big Wasabi.
I don't think it's green horseradish. Yeah, big Wasabis. They've been sneaking up on us. They're actually, you know what they say, like three companies on everything. It's BlackRock and then like Wasabi and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. BlackRock, NVIDIA, and Wasabi. So the game's good. Game is smooth. You're enjoying it.
Game is great. It's fantastic. It is just such a – it's the last game, 14 is great. At the like for when it came out, it's awesome. There's obviously differences where like there's your QB's QB 15 instead of the actual guy. You know, it's not Denard Robinson. It's like just a number, right? And it's like, oh, I wonder who this guy could be. That was the joke, was like, oh, wow, this this 15 QB on Florida is pretty good. It's like, wonder who this guy is.
This lefty guy.
Yeah, this lefty QB is pretty good. Like, it's could be anyone. No one knows so who that
stupid
is.
Stupid that we had to pretend that they were they weren't
right.
The guy.
Like, wow, this running back at Oregon is pretty crazy good. I wonder if they based him off DeAnthony Thomas. Oh, it's the exact same guy. Pretty cool.
He has 99 speed. Weird.
But there's just so much great attention to detail in this game. Like it just simple stuff like the fans, if you're breaking off a run to the end zone, the fans stand up as you're running in. Like if you're in away, playing away is so much more difficult.
Really?
And any other game I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like more than any Madden, 2K, whatever it is. Like if you're running routes and they're making too much noise, like you can't see what button to press to pass to them.
Ooh.
Like it's just a question mark.
You have to remember. You have to remember it.
Yeah, it's totally crazy. Or like even like your QB just gets shaky and he'll be worse.
Wow.
Depending on kicking is crazy difficult.
I saw the kicking is like almost impossible.
Well, kicking's difficult even when you're at home too. It's just the bar moves super fast and like if you it's hard to line up.
Is there like a skills challenge that you can go in and just practice field goals?
I'm sure there is, but like, okay. I don't know who's just going in there to kick field goals. Like I didn't personally, like if you want to do that, it's fine. I didn't wait 11 years for this game to go kick field goals at practice.
I'd be out there kicking on the post just to make sure I was fresh. But that's good. It's good to hear.
It's a fantastic game.
The graphics have also just come so far in a decade.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I should give them a shout out, but I don't remember what account it is. Unfortunately, they've just been posting like, here's what Kinnick Stadium looked like in NCAA 14, and here's what it looks like now. And there's just so much more detail. Like they have the hospital actually in the background now.
Really?
The Wave's in the game. If anyone
saw that,
the Wave's in it. Gosh, they have every tradition too. Like they have like all the time. Like there's just so much detail in this game. It's fantastic. Even for like Kennesaw State, like it's not just like, oh, we only have like the Big Ten traditions or the SEC ones. Like every school has so much detail. It's fantastic.
I saw something going back to when they were still developing it, like 18 months ago, 2 years ago, where they like reached out, and this is the way they should do it, right? If you're going to make a game and you're going to go all out, this is the way it should happen. They sent out to the schools like sports info directors or whoever would control that. I'm not sure who would even take requests like that and deal with them. But they sent out like to every single school that they were including, hey, what are like the top five traditions that you guys have and would like in the game? And yeah, it's crazy because to get those details from stadiums, you kind of have to visit the stadiums and take pictures.
Yeah. I saw too, they have, I think for like 48 different stadiums, they have actual real crowd noise from games. recorded over 2 years.
Wow.
Like it's like I've said, like the detail in this game.
Can we get the Penn State 21 crowd noise in there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I was a part of that or not, but that'd be cool. It is like you can tell like there's like in some stadiums are louder than others. Like it's fun too. They have in Dynasty at least they have dynamic attendance. So like I'm playing against UTEP in my Dynasty the other day. There's maybe 10 people at this game.
It's awesome because every game you played back when
sold out.
It was just a filled stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it matters too, like as your dynasty goes. Like if you're bad, there's less fans at your game. But if you're good, there's more fans. They're louder. Like it's crazy.
The funniest memes right now or jokes on the internet are they'll take a screenshot and they'll doctor it up and then they'll tweet it out with the caption, "This game is so realistic. It's crazy how detailed they got on this." And then it's like a picture of a player's text message to another player from Georgia that says, "Hey man, we're just going to get absolutely blacked out and drive 140 miles down the highway. Are you in?"
Yeah. No, I mean, it's gosh, man, I saw someone was joking around too. They were like, "Man, this, I'm not sure what all the hype is about this game. I'm doing a dynasty with Georgia and I've done nothing but bail kids out of Clark County jail."
All I've done is bail kids out of jail for 2 hours.
Yeah. And that is a delicate situation though, Georgia. I mean,
I don't give a shit. I mean, that is the funniest joke I've seen. I saw the same one and I actually, like when you actually, you're alone and you audibly laugh as you're reading a Twitter feed or a tweet, or I guess it's a post now on X. Sure. That's how you know it's good. Yeah. That's somebody struck a chord there. And that one was funny.
Yeah. Other things with the game though, I will say it is when I'm playing through it first, like I wasn't on my phone a bunch, but everyone's kind of having a similar experience with a lot of things. Right. So the first thing though is defense is impossible.
I heard it's hard.
It's so difficult. The game is just pretty tough. Like if you haven't on, like, I think it's the difficulties, I think it's like freshman and then varsity. And then I think it's All American Heisman. I want to say is what it is.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Like Heisman is like nearly impossible on Dynasty. Yeah. It's so difficult. Or if you're doing the Road to Glory, which is like your individual player, you can be a 2-star underdog recruit, which I would like. It's what people like to do is they like to rise up in the rankings. Right?
Sure. But
in the old game, it was a little easier to do that. Like now, like you're not even sniffing PT till like your fifth COVID year, and like you got to grind through. Like they're giving you a test. Like you got midterms and stuff. You're getting like blocked by girls on Twitter at the same time. It's crazy. Yeah, like I'm not even joking. There was a guy, he had a video where he tried to like, you can like, cause part of the game is like, oh, are you distracted by girls and stuff at the time?
Yeah. It's like they're trying to get the entire student athlete experience built into this thing.
Yeah. And it's like, this guy got blocked in a video game by a fake woman.
It's hilarious. I think the increase in difficulty is what people want though. Right. Because,
you can't just walk in and Kennesaw State winning the national championship in your first year. It's good.
No, I think one of the biggest issues with video games in general is, and maybe it's just the increase in gaming. I mean, gaming's always been popular, but like if you're a male in the 12 to 25 age group and you haven't seriously for many hours bought into a video game in your lifetime, something is your parents are either very strict or something went wrong in your childhood, because that it's a big part. I mean, going back to I can name the games. I'm about as active a kid as you could imagine going back to the 2000 when I hit kindergarten, first grade. Nobody, cliche old story. Me and my brothers would be outside from the time we got home from school to the time, most days. But if we weren't, or on the weekend when we had extra time, we're playing video games. And I'm talking all the way back to, I used to grind Frogger for a long time. I used to grind like Snake on my mom's first phone, or Pong. And then Frogger. Or I remember my mom bought,
I was a Brick Breaker guy, personally.
Brick Breaker was
on
huge.
On the BlackBerry.
We used to play Super Mario, the original Super Mario.
Great game.
Unbelievable game. Then when we got into middle school, it started to become Call of Duty. You know, high school, ninth grade, I put days worth of time on MW2. Minecraft. I mean, Minecraft all the way up until 2 years ago. I haven't played I haven't played a video game in about 2 years, unless you count like Clash of Clans on my phone. But like all the way up until 2 years ago, I'm playing Minecraft. I have more time on Minecraft. We're talking days and days and days worth of time.
It's a great game.
Fortnite at its peak for about a year to 18 months.
Fortnite for what? Like took over every American male's life.
Yeah.
For about
sun up to sundown. Unbelievable. So,
it's like 2018, I want to say. Maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, you know, the point of that is people who get into gaming, which is a lot of people, the majority of young males, it sucks when you get into a game and it's like, oh, this campaign on Call of Duty took me like
an hour.
Yeah, like 7 hours to beat. Beat it in a day. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Yeah. You know, that a new game doesn't come out for a year. I just beat the campaign. I'm supposed to just play online for the next 360 days. So just in general, you know, it sounds like they've taken the opportunity to still put difficulty levels where, hey, if you want it to be a little easier, you can get some wins. It's not a big deal. But Heisman difficulty,
it's insane.
There should be like a, you know, 10% of people should be able to run through a season and go undefeated or something crazy like that. Like, you shouldn't just be able to do that.
Well, it's not even against like, oh, Heisman, when you're playing Georgia, it's really difficult. Or it's like there's a consensus that there's no FCS schools in the game. Like, Delaware is not in the game.
I don't like that.
Well, there must be some kind of like NIL issue or something with it. But they have like their subs are, it just says like FCS Southwest, FCS Pandas.
Mm.
And these teams are so good. They are incredibly annoying to play. They only do hurry up on offense. They will do up 11 plays in a row.
Wow.
On defense, someone gets hurt every play. You cannot get momentum. It's different where you can only play offense or only play defense. If you only play offense, FCS Southwest will score 63 points a game. They're so good. It makes
you have to boat race. You have to get in the race with them and just like game to 70.
On the dynasty I was doing, we had them like second game, and I saw someone put out a tweet before. They're like, "Dude, FCS Southwest has got me in a battle right now. Like, this is going insane." I was like, "Really?" And I got him next game. I was like, "I'm down 14-0 to FCS Southwest. What's going on?"
I have to absolutely lock in here.
Yeah, I got it. I was like, "Guys, I don't think you understand this battle I'm going through right now."
So. Dynasty. So I want to put this out to the people, because I don't think this is going to be a Patreon thing, but we've had the idea. You've dabbled with the idea of Coach Grant, right?
Yeah, it's gonna. We'll see if it's like I'll be playing. We might do some. There might be a little story arc or something we're doing.
Okay,
I gotta hit the drawing board on it.
Right, and you know, we want to let you get your feet wet playing the game, and get into it, but. Would this Coach Grant be like a once every week thing where you hop on for 45 minutes to an hour, stream your game? And would it be are you going to play with the Hawks? Or are you going to play like, are you going to choose a hard rebuild team?
No, I mean, this is no shame to anyone who wants to play with, like, if you want to go beat your Power 5 school, it's whatever. The way I see it is that the only way you can play this game, if you're doing like true dynasties, you got to start with a group of five team.
Yeah.
And work your way up.
Okay.
Like, because no coach is just getting hired right away as head coach of a Power 5 school.
Sure. No, you want to make it as realistic and
No, you got to start like OC at, I don't know, like Miami, Ohio.
Coastal Carolina.
Coastal. Yeah. Like any of the Memphis even, you know, and a group of five. And you work your way up. You hit the coaching carousel after the year. And it's like, it's still fun to see like the other schools too.
Yeah.
And that's I do believe that is the true way to play Dynasty. If you want to start as
– I do too.
Ohio State, go ahead and do it. Like, I'm not going to tell you how to have fun or not, but like, I do believe that is the true way to enjoy the game the most and to make the best experience is to, you have to start group of five.
I would agree. And it would also, if it was going to become a thing for you to like hop on once a week or once every 2 weeks, or I don't know, once a month and just, you know, play the game that you happen to be on.
There's so much more content. If I got to move,
you would want to start, you would have a much longer story arc of, okay, we're not just starting with Ohio State. We're already at the top. All I have to do is like click autoplay and I'm 9-3 or 10. Like you want to start and go 7-6 with Western Michigan, you know?
Right.
So no,
that's the idea. And I don't know what we'll do. Like it might be a once week minimum, but if I'm just feeling like, hey, like 7 p.m. tonight, I'm ripping 5 games.
Yeah.
Like show up. I do. Here's the thing though, with the Coach Gary stream.
Okay.
I want to create an incentive to get as many people to watch and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got to think of something. Shoot. Okay. I've been thinking like potentially like we'll donate $1 per viewer.
Mm.
Or something like that. Like what I want to create an incentive to get as many people to potentially watch it and also like help us like grow so we can raise money.
Yeah, I agree. Great idea. Obviously, I want more subscribers. By the way, I think I looked today. We're at like, let's just check it right now. It's on this other screen, which by the way, I ordered a new desk. It's sitting outside of my office right now. A new standing desk.
There we go.
Prime Day. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you made any Prime Day purchases.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to have to take all of these monitors and the pod, you know, the mic mount and everything down. And I'm going to have to reset it up. First world props. Currently, the Washed Up Walk-Ons channel has 3,455 subscribers. We've been having a great month, honestly.
We got to get to 5 and then we got to get to 10K.
We need 3,500 immediately. Right now, if you are not subscribed and you're listening to this podcast, go to YouTube, search Washed Up Walk-Ons, hit subscribe. Get us over 3,500. Then this season is the quest, you know, as we get into football season, we're on the quest for 5K. And this is the quest for 10K, like Grant said. Now, I agree. We're going to have to mull over what the best incentive is to join the stream. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I would love if we had hundreds of people watching Coach Grant on like Friday nights or whenever you had time.
Well, I think it also, I mean, like I threw it around with Drake for a little bit. Like, okay. I might have to phone in some people to get like an OC, you know, help me call some plays on offense, defense. You might have to.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be amazing. Are you PS5 guy or are you Xbox guy?
I'm on the PlayStation 5.
Okay.
I don't know. I just woke up one day when I was 11.
Yeah.
And I decided I'm a PlayStation person. I don't know why.
Okay. I'm an Xbox guy, or at least I was. I don't know if I'm in either. Mm-hmm.
Right. I also, just to clarify, I don't know anything about like what makes one console better or worse. Or I don't really know anything about video games either. I'm bad at every video game I've ever played. I'm not a huge like video game guy. Like this is the first video game I've really been excited for or like purchased in years.
So I believe the biggest difference is at least this was the way it was when I was still in the game. PlayStation, a little bit more expensive for the console traditionally. Mm-hmm. However, the online experience is free. You get a free account.
I pay for PlayStation Plus.
Okay, so that is different now.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe it used to be
unless they're scamming me, I'm the only person paying for it.
I'm pretty sure that the online like PlayStation online account used to be free, or it used to come with you just connect to the internet and you just have an account. Mm. So that's different now. Smart, because subscription-based models are the most profitable.
Oh, I give them like $15 a month for PlayStation Plus.
So it's the same as Xbox Live.
To never play online for like 4 years.
Okay,
just donating money.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so that's other than that, I don't think there is a whole lot of difference. It's mostly just what you are. Interestingly enough, I was a PlayStation guy up through PS2.
Okay.
Loved PS2. Could still name off the games that I crushed on PS2. And then the Xbox 360 came out and I crossed platform. I switched over to the dark side or the bright side. I'm not sure which. And I was a Xbox guy since then. Cool. How do you this is just for my own curious purposes. How do you stream on that? Is there a stream button that they have integrated into that system, or
I think this is maybe
can you
more
put
like
our YouTube like stream key?
I think this more might be more like X's and O's than the listeners might be interested. But
that's what I'm at.
I was going to do it through Restream.
People definitely care. People definitely care.
Like you do it through Restream.
Okay, so you can just put the okay, cool.
And then I'll go hide in a little box like this or something.
I'm covered up by the Wash Up Walk-Ons logo on the YouTube. By the way, if you're watching this episode, notice that over here it has our updated sort of box, nice and clean logo. This is the OG logo over here. It says presented by. And then our logo currently sits there. If you would like your logo to be in that corner, if you want to be the presenting sponsor of the Washed Up Walk-Ons, that slot is, and for the foreseeable future, will be available at a price. But we will talk about you. We will pump you up. We will pimp your products or your services out, and we will put your logo smack dab right there in the corner of our YouTube channel. Anyway, so I'm excited. This Coach Grant stuff is, I think it's a cool thing to add. I would love to do it, but again, I'd have to get a freaking console and find time to not be a dad and instead be a video gamer. So love it. Love that. I'm excited in general just for the season to get here. The content is going to be ramped up.
G-Bone. Well, this is my main takeaway as well from this new college football game is that I just want college football to start now. You need so it. Bad. Like I hear that little drum line going on and like I'm watching these like games come, people are playing games coming down to the wire, walking it off, like last minute touchdowns going for two to win the game. And it's like, I just need football to start. So
are you bad. A coffee guy?
Yeah, I drink coffee.
So, you know, right now, just imagine this.
Okay.
You hop in your car. It's about 7:38 in the morning. It's a brisk Saturday morning.
Okay.
About October.
Oh.
You go and get your you go and get yourself a coffee.
Oh, it's 7:30. All right.
I don't know how early you want to wake up. At least
No. This is your story. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
You take that first sip. It's just it's delicious. It hits your bloodstream like the best drug you've ever needed. Oh. And you are feeling absolutely electric. Mm-hmm. You flip the TV on and it's game day. Okay. And they are talking about the best matchups. They are previewing the primetime matchup that night. The Hawks hopefully aren't playing an 11 o'clock game that day against some crappy team.
No, we're deep in Big Ten play.
And you have nothing to do but watch football for the next 12 hours.
I'm just staring at a sheet of 25 different picks.
Yes.
That's the best feeling is that Friday night before I'm just staring at all of them. I'm like, what if I just win all of these? What if I just never lose?
Because at that point you still have the option. I could hit.
I haven't lost yet.
It could happen.
Yeah. It's just the best. I can't. There's always one weekend to it. It's not week one. It's definitely not week zero where I'm like someone's playing in Ireland and it's a million degrees still out. But it's usually like week three, maybe depending on where you are in the country, maybe week two. But you take that step outside, you're getting ready to walk to the stadium, maybe you're in Iowa City. Mm. And you're going to call me crazy, but it smells like football outside.
Oh, it absolutely does.
It smells like football. And I'm not saying it smells sweaty and like a locker room or anything. No. You take that step outside, that crisp air hits you in the face, and you're like, that's football.
It's a little bit of like fallen leaves and a little bit of morning dew.
And it's like, you know, it's cold enough where I want maybe a long sleeve or a crew neck.
Yeah.
But by game time, I'll be good.
A t-shirt's fine. Oh.
And it's like, I don't know why, but I kind of, it's like, it's almost like chilly weather. We're approaching it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just great. It's fantastic.
Let me tell you what made that experience, the exact feeling and experience that you just described, even better. Just one thing to take it up a notch was you hop on the moped. And now you've got the wind blowing in your face.
Okay.
And the sun is shining. Not on my bald dome. I had hair at the time. There was some alleys that it would shine on. And it felt good. The sun would hit you. You would absorb those rays.
No helmet.
No helmet. Daredevil.
It's a bad example for the kids.
Horrible example, I will say. Not that I couldn't have died at the speeds I was going at, but my moped struggled to go over 30 miles an hour. Plenty of...
Dude, like 15...
Plenty to kill you.
50 mile an hour crash with no helmet is
plenty to kill you. But that was if I could get a straightaway downhill, right?
Okay.
So, you know, my acceleration, I'm dead serious. Like I was topping out at 15 before I would then have to stop or like turn. Sure. Anyway, yeah, you just ride over to the stadium or the complex on like a crisp, like a Friday walkthrough. Oh my God. The vibes were immaculate.
I would get itchy, especially too when the NFL starts too, and you just roll that whole those first few like Sunday night football games. where it's that crisp weather's coming out too. You got maybe a test you got to study for the next day. You're not studying for that.
Not even care. You don't care about it at all.
Yeah, I might look over it a little bit at 11 after like Broncos Patriots is over.
You know,
but, like, I'm not missing this game.
Yeah, and so my Sundays are a complete experience, as you know. Mm-hmm. Still awaiting them to sponsor us. It could be them in the corner of this podcast, the Culver's logo. Right. Mm-hmm. Culver's Sundays,
right,
is what, and not just figuratively, but also literally Sundays, ice cream Sundays from Culver's. I now have had Culver's so many times on Sundays in a row, going mm-hmm. on years at this point. I've missed days, but for the most part, that's what we eat on Sundays. That when I hear Tony Romo's voice,
you shriek in terror.
It feels like I should be, because he's always the announcer. Him and is he with Nance?
No, because Nance is only doing golf now.
Is he only on golf? So who's he with? Who has Romo done his last?
He was with, well, it used to be like Al Michaels was like dead asleep this past season.
Whoever Romo's with, those two would come on, mm-hmm. Or I'll just hear their voice in passing, you know, a random day in April, and I will get this association feeling inside of me that I'm supposed to be eating Culver's. I'll suddenly crave Culver's.
You're like Pavlov's dogs.
It is absolutely a Pavlov thing where I am like triggered to like, oh my God, I hear Tony Romo. I should be eating cheese curds right now.
I used to, it's like, that's like with Joe Buck. I know like he's great at football in my opinion, but like when I hear his voice, I immediately think like, this is Cardinals. David Freese just hit a home run over center.
Dude, it's an incredible experience. I believe I saw on Twitter, you know, they do the countdown with the players' numbers. So like Mark Wiseman days till football.
Yeah.
I believe that was today. 45 days till football. So we're just about 6 weeks out.
Well, I don't know. A Hall of Fame game, I think, is August 1. Like you it'll be
2 weeks?
Hard Knocks, I think, is getting filmed right now. I think the Bears just started fall camp.
Incredible.
We're so close.
That's exciting.
You can do it, guys.
Now, before we get into our top five players for the video game of the KF era, I want to ask.
And I have a question for you.
Obviously. Yeah, sure. Obviously, you're in Chicago right now or the outskirts.
Yes.
Do you have any idea where your life is going after this summer? And will you still be able to, are you still going to make it back? Are you going to be in Iowa City? Are you going to be around Iowa for that experience? Are you going to be able to feel that crisp Kinnick, you know, environment?
Yeah, so I'm packing up again, and we're moving again on Friday.
Wow.
We got to move everything. We're moving a bunch of stuff back to Colorado.
Okay.
On Friday. So that's the case. But we're still, you know, we're doing 22-year-old stuff. We're jumping around, figuring out life. But going to be in Colorado starting then until, I don't know. But I plan to be back, and I would say I hope to get to a game. If we got stuff going on, I know there's listen to DHC, some event talk. Mm-hmm. If like I'd like to be at it, but also like I don't know, it's a lot of things that go into it. But no, I would like to. I plan on being in Iowa City. I just will not be 10 minutes away.
Sure. You mentioned it again before we get into it. Grant dropped it there, and I wanted to drop it as well. The back pocket event. We're coming back to Coralville for Fry Fest. The walk-ons. We'll be back. Hopefully this time, not hopefully, we're going to figure a way how to do it. And hopefully it won't be as hectic as last time when I tried to set it up. We're going to podcast from the patio. Drake will be back. Hopefully Grant will be back.
Is that a guarantee from Drake?
Yes.
Okay.
He's been talking shit about doing another event for how long? Like, blah, 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 blah. If he doesn't come back, he's a fraud. Okay. He kind of is a fraud. Let's be honest. Did see him this past weekend though. Good to see him at Kevin's wedding. We're going to be back at Back Pocket. As of right now, more details to come. But as of right now, we're tentatively locked in for August 30th, the Friday before the first game, 3 to 5 p.m. at Back Pocket Brewery.
Wow.
And different from last year's Fry Fest event. Obviously, we had the Hops by a Million in late November when we started that whole thing. But that wasn't, you know, that was middle of the season, game or night before Rutgers. This is the kickoff of the season. Hops by a million will be flowing, and it will be cold.
I love to hear it. Surf. I This could be controversial. I like a cold beer much more than a hot beer.
I think.
I don't know about you.
I
sure hope it's going to be cold.
My favorite beers are the ones that other people drink. So, but I can't wait to see you guys again. Come out. Ideally, we will have, I don't know exactly what we're going to bring, but I'm going to be in touch in the next couple weeks with AdCraft, figuring out what t-shirts/flags merchandise we will be bringing to that event to sell. You'll be able to get some form of Hawks by a Million or Kirk's Dogs or I don't know. We'll have stuff to buy if you want it. Car flags. Yeah, I think car flags.
Sure.
Regular flags, t-shirts, and I'll probably have some more. I still have koozies and wristbands to give out for free for anyone who comes by. Speaking of, Kirk's Dogs going to be available the last weekend of July. It is going live for, I don't know, 7 or 10 days. You will have along with a huge preseason merchandise run. So you'll have the opportunity to buy all of the most popular designs, but most importantly, headlined by the Kirk's Dog t-shirt. If you do not buy one of these t-shirts, I swear to God, this is not just for us to make money, because again, the profits of this go to the kids. So first of all, you should buy it off. You should buy it because of that. But this is the cleanest shirt we've ever done. It's the cleanest shirt we've ever done. It looks so incredible. It's the Walk-On's George Kittle collab. And I don't think I have to say much more. When I sent this shirt, because I sent free units to all the boys, the actual Kirk's Dogs, the true inside the program Kirk's Dogs, Coop immediately sent back, "This is sick." Tristan Werfs, T-Daddy, sent back, "That's a big time yes from me," and sent me his address like within a minute of me saying, "Hey, do you want one of these t-shirts?" It's probably the coolest shirt we've ever done.
I have to get Coop the custom Kelly Green Kirk's Dogs now.
That would be cool. I also jumped through hoops to get this done. It's been years in the making. So that's it. Look out. I mean, it'll be blasted across our social media. Obviously, we're going to have we'll put that store everywhere. I will put money behind it on Facebook advertising so you do not miss it. Follow the Instagram, the Twitter, and go like us on Facebook, and you will see, or just follow my own personal account. You will see me promoting that, and we will make sure that you get a shirt if you want one, and you should. And then also just schedule us into the calendar. We did it 2 to 4 last year. The biggest complaint was, hey, it'd be nice if we could back this up a little bit so I could get there after work. We're going 3 to 5 this year, 3 to 5. So we get another hour. Excited to sit there with you guys, have a chat, talk about some Hawkeye football. Everything will be high vibes. It's exciting. The Hawks will be 0-0, getting ready to crush Illinois State, and it'll be a good time.
It was great last year.
It was awesome last year.
Both events.
Fantastic. And there will be food and drink specials, just like there was last year, that are walk-on themed, all of that stuff. I am going to try and, similar to Grant, trying to incentivize people to watch him in the Coach Grant series, I'm going to try and come up with some incentivizing ways to potentially win merchandise or they're supposedly on the back end of Patreon. I'm being told or being sent things about being able to gift Patreon accounts now, free accounts. So you could win Patreon membership if they figure that out on their end. So cool things to come. Put those two things on your calendar. End of July, merch. End of August, back pocket event. Grant, ask me your question.
Okay, so for our list,
yes,
Iowa players in the KF era that we want,
yep,
to play as in NCAA 25 that we can't. Is it like only players in the Road to Glory? Because like there's only like 5 positions you can play.
I would say any player.
Just any player at all.
Any all player right. at all that played for Coach Kirk Ferentz that you wish you could have had, you know, you could have moved players over, the circle highlights him, and you're now controlling him in the game.
Okay.
Any player that played for TA. We're going to start. You have a list of 5.
I got a list, and I'm going to, if you steal one from me, I'm not going to repeat.
So. Okay. I'm going to go 5-1. So finishing with the player I most would have liked to play with. And then at the end, I'll mention some honorable mentions.
Okay.
Number 5 on my list, Torrey Taylor.
I think that's a little low.
Really?
I don't think you understand how difficult punting and kicking is in this game.
Really?
I don't think you get it.
There's nothing I want more, Grant, There's nothing I want more. And I'm not saying that I want to punt. And let's be honest, when you're playing a video game, punting percentage goes down. I'm going for it on a lot of fourth downs and just trust in my defense, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that's a difference. You said defense is hard in this game. Maybe I'm punting more. So this is even more relevant. I wish so badly that I could stand back there with Torrey Taylor and put one 55 or 60 deep on the sideline and just pin the opposing team.
And I know, too, for a fact, like the way that they did attention to detail, they might have messed around and given Torrey like a 92 overall just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
They might have done it. And like, don't get me wrong, I don't think I'm very – I just was getting an argument on Twitter about it very recently that I'm very optimistic about Reese Stackin as our punter.
Oh, I saw it. Enter Reese Stackin. You put it out there when Big Game Boomer didn't even have him in the top, which – first of all, that account, absolute trash. They put out top 50 long snappers today, and Luke Elkin was actually number 5 on the list.
They also put us as the best Iowa podcast. So
they did do that, so I'll take it. But
it's just it's up and down, you know.
They hit a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. I will say is that when you have a player who hasn't played a single snap,
okay,
I'm not mad if they aren't even eligible to be on that list. You can't just assume that he's going to be better or worse than all these guys who put probably on that list have experience already. Now, immediately after week one, there should be a revised list and he should probably be top 10 because I've seen some clips from him and I'm very excited as well. But I wish I could play as Torrey Taylor on NCAA 25. I cannot imagine the absolute piss missiles coming from his foot in that game if you hit it just right.
Yeah. No, I had him on my list. It's a great pick. Awesome. I'm going to now you make this interesting for me. All right. I'm gonna go with number 5. I have I'm just gonna take this one then. Just have listed any Iowa fullback ever.
Really?
Any fullback ever. I just Drake. I would take Drake. Yeah. Any fullback ever.
How funny would it be if you played with Drake first play? And he just out with a leg injury.
Gosh, that'd be tough. Like I said, the injuries are realistic. Like if your guy gets caught from behind, like sometimes they reach for that knee. It's like our dynasty's ruined. Yep. I got to smash this TV now.
Any fullback, huh? Just out there with B. Ross or
Well, because Pleva. This is, I think I got a little spoiled to Iowa's consistency at fullback because like some of these other schools, I'm trying to run a QB sneaker fullback dive. We can't get a push. So. Yeah.
Monty Potibom back there with the flow. That would be a little fullback handoff. That'd be great.
Yeah. Or, Hayden Large is in the game. Like, he's great. But I was kind of want Monty, you know? Drake was great. I'll take Drake. Like,
he was okay. Number 4 for me.
Okay.
And this one was kind of a late add. I had somebody different, but I put this one in there. TJ Hawkinson.
Okay.
That meme or I think it was just a meme where it's like, F it, TJ's somewhere down there. Mm-hmm. You know, just throw it up. He quite literally in some of those games was just like that. That was basically how it was. He was so good. And I think Laporta might have even been better, but I think TJ had a little bit more flair to him. He had a little bit more of the excitement that a video game could have really highlighted. Mm-hmm. TJ would have been absolutely dominant in an NCAA game. And as you describe it, it sounds like having a little safety blanket over the middle wouldn't be too bad.
Lachey in this game, he catches everything.
Yeah?
He does.
Love that. Love that. So that's my number 4.
Okay. I think that's a good pick. All right. Well, for my 4, this is kind of going off of a little bit of my last pick.
Sure.
I want Nate Stanley.
Okay.
Only just for on 3rd and 4, I can just run a QB sneak and get a first down. That's the only reason why.
Dude,
that's you imagine? Put him above like love Ricky Stanzi. But I gotta put him there.
Could you imagine if they went in and they found his QB sneak success percent rate? And they made, you know, and then they, you know, it's mm-hmm. based off of how many yards you have to go. And that alters the percentage of success. But like if they made that pretty realistic, like every time you got within 2 or 3 yards, you're just running the sneak
like that 2019. Like if there was EA Sports College Football 2019. Mm-hmm. They would watch that clip of the Holiday Bowl where they get 18 yards straight on four QB sneaks, and they have to be like, okay, like if it's third and six and there's a QB sneak, they get a first down.
Yep.
That's just what happens.
There's never been, and you know, say what you want about Brian, hate him or love him, there's never been a bigger F you than running a QB sneak on first down.
Yeah. Or four times in a row in your face.
Right.
In your mouth. Or
just over and over. Like, hey, your D-line is doing so poorly right now that we are going to continue to just road grade you with the most basic toughness play on earth.
God, QB sneak on first and 10 is just the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's the best thing.
Or his first and goal, I think, technically. But
so I've been – in my first two picks, I've been a little young, right? We've had some recent guys.
Yeah.
For my number three, I'm going all the way back.
Okay.
And this is probably – this would have been potentially the most fun and the most widely used. I'm going Brad Banks. And
I had him on there.
And I think you can keep him on your list because he's the obvious – I think he is the most obvious choice for this.
Well, yes. And running quarterbacks in this game are so unfair.
On
like if you have a mobile quarterback who's super fast, like in this game, it's unfair.
I mean, I have to imagine the game style and a lot of the playbooks have elevated themselves to the modern day just over the last 10 or 15 years. But, dude, some of the most fun I've ever had on a football game is running the option with Vince Young. And like 2006, NCAA 2006, or even a little Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush action.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Get Vince Young. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I faked the option and just Vince took it to the house for 40 or 50 yards.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I win 72-6. I mean, it was unbelievable. So Brad Banks and a little, you know, get a lot of RPO stuff going on. God, that would have been fantastic.
Okay. No, I think that's a great pick. He was the first name I wrote down for this.
Okay.
I was you have to have him.
Like
I said, I'm not going to double dip. Right. We'll keep, I want to get as many names on here as possible. Cause really like you can name five and then there's 15 more guys. So I'm like, you have to have him.
I almost guarantee you don't have either of my next two guys.
Is that a challenge?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. For my number three, then, I'm going to put, okay, I'm just going to go Tim Dwight.
Okay.
I'm going to go Tim Dwight. Just all-around freak, fast. Like I'll take it.
Now, I want to make sure because here's the thing with Tim.
Okay.
Was his last season in the KF era?
Was it not?
I don't believe it was.
Okay, I'm going to redo my list then.
He was drafted in 1998.
Shoot. Okay. Yeah. He didn't make the KF era.
He was, I thought he was
in there for sure.
A lot of people think of him as KF era, but it was right at the turn.
Okay. I'm not taking Tim Dwight then. I'm sorry.
It's okay because I thought of him multiple times. I honestly thought about making this the clarification. Hey, pick a KF era player, or you could also use Tim Dwight because he would have been absolutely electric.
Okay. That's fine. And then I got an easy sub in there. I'm just going to sub in Marvin McNutt.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. I had this divided between on my list it says Marvin / Amir.
Okay.
And I'm only doing Marvin just because I met him at the Big Ten Championship.
I
haven't met Amir yet.
I think on a game like this too, on a video game. Now granted, some of the sweep stuff and some of the stuff across the field would have been great with ISM. Marvin a little easier to throw to if you're going back shoulder, you're going fade in the end zone, right?
Yeah.
He's a little bit as a video game target. You're gonna want to throw to Marvin probably more than you are Amir.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I saw that corner of that Michigan State end zone in the game, and I was like, "Boy, I wish I had Marvin McNutt right now."
Yeah,
I know what play to run with him.
Seven would be nice in that instance. That's a good three. Okay, my number two on the list, Adrian Claiborne.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick.
Obviously the play against Penn State where he not even planned or really schemed up. He just effort plays and goes and stuffs that punt and takes it to the house in the rain. One of the, it etched in my mind, in my memory forever. Using him in the pass rush, you know, I think when you think about, hey, who would I love to use in an NCAA game? Your mind immediately goes to who can I score touchdowns with? No, I want to rush the opposing QB with Adrian Claiborne for 60 minutes. And I want to make it hell. Multiple sacks, and this could have been a slash as well in either or Adrian or AJ Epinesa. I went with Adrian just to go again back into some older guys. I think it would have been unbelievable to line up with him and just wreak havoc.
Yeah. No, I think that that's a great pick, personally.
Okay.
And he was one of those dudes back in NCAA 14 where it was like, he might have been in 13.
He would have been in, he would have been a little sooner. He grabbed.
He was in a NCAA game that I owned. Yes, I remember. Yes, and sure. It was another one of those. It's like, oh, I wonder who, wow, this guy's pretty good. Wonder who that could be.
Who's this 94 guy with dreads? No way it would be Adrian Claiborne, right?
Yeah. And I used to try and like recreate his block punt all the time. I used to try and do it.
It unbelievable. Awesome. It would have been great.
That play is weird too.
And this I would have. He wouldn't be on punt return probably in the game. Mm-hmm. Like they probably would have had some backups on the punt return team. I would have subbed him in for that spot.
Got to do a little roster check. That would be I mean that play is a little weird too. I've never seen someone like stride basically an entire like field so fast.
Pretty cool.
Like he gets into the end zone. I mean, it doesn't look like he's moving that fast, but he gets there pretty quick.
You know what play that's oddly similar to is sort of just the look of it and because it was both by D linemen is the pick six by Davion Nixon against Penn State.
Yeah, he does a Euro step.
In the COVID year, he Euro steps the quarterback. The way that they both run and they kind of run away from the opposing offense, which again, you know, they got a head start and they immediately get that change of direction, sudden change. So they're gonna run away. But both just absolutely crazy big athletic dudes and run well and just striding like a absolute racehorse. So love the Adrian Claiborne pick. Needed some defense on there.
I was gonna say that's the only like I was a defense school, it just is. Yeah. And that's the only defensive pick we have on this entire list.
Yeah, there's gonna be one more.
Okay. I think I know what yours is, if I'm being honest. And I might steal it right now.
Okay.
But I'm not going to. All right. Man. There's so many tight ends to pick from, and I wanna do one here. I'm in a toss up between our boys, Dallas and George. I think
Dallas would have been. Yeah, Dallas would be
what he was 03?
Oh one, oh two, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just gonna go Kittle though.
You're gonna go Kittle, even though he was kind of just an average tight end at Iowa.
I mean, can I not pick Kittle?
You can pick Kittle. I'm just saying his rating and his ability might not have been what you know.
No, you can't talk me out of it. I'm gonna take Kittle. Okay. You can't talk me out of it.
I would. I mean, I'll go play with Kittle right now in Madden. But
I guess. Ooh, that's a good point. That's a good point. I didn't even think about Madden.
But I like the pick. Dallas would have been to watch Dallas out there with no gloves. You know, if we're just inserting them into today's game where the details are so specific, and just
right, I, no, you are going to talk me out of it. I'm flipping my pick. I'm flipping to Dallas. I'm sorry.
I like Dallas as a pick. I don't want to talk.
That's, the Madden points is just.
I think it's something I can
go play as George right now.
Yeah, I think it's something a lot of people forget. When they think about George now, he's a superstar. He's, you know, he's one of the faces of the NFL. And what a lot of people don't realize, especially non-Hawkeye fans who are just 49ers fans or NFL fans, or they're just George Kittle fans because he's such a personality. I think Hawkeye fans definitely don't forget. He was just your run of the mill kind of good tight end, very athletic, but I would say underdeveloped size and strength wise, even through his senior year at Iowa. Stats were not great. Made a couple awesome effort plays. I can think of two.
Fifth round pick, right?
I mean, fifth round pick. Yeah. You know, so he's not blowing the doors off of the NFL draft or anything. Made a couple great effort plays. I can think of one right off the bat at Rutgers that saved us in 2016, I want to say. Maybe that wasn't George. Couple amazing plays in 15 against Indiana in a barn burner shootout. We had in Bloomington play. They just posted when they were showing him for the Hawkeye football was sort of promoing his receiver debut. I think it was against Maryland. He makes this one-handed diving catch across the middle of the field. Yep. He had some good plays, obviously against Purdue, I believe. He's got the Sports Illustrated cover with his two hands in the air when we beat them 40 to it's right here 40 to 20 and Great touchdown from him there down the middle of the field. Very well schemed play. But he just wasn't what TJ and Noah and Sam were. Mm-hmm. He wasn't. I don't even think he was, you know, I'd love to go back and see where he was in like the Mackey Award race. I would guess he wasn't even top 10. Probably not even top 20. No. So, you know, and that's probably a miss, right? Hard for teams or schools, realistically, if you're really going to say, like, can you get all 11 players on both offense and defense to fully reach their potential through their career? Mm-hmm. You're probably just not going to do it. If you do, your team's going to be absolutely absurd. George was one of those players where we just did not get him to reach his potential. And he has said, even on our podcast, on one or two of his appearances, that it was a lot just because he didn't care. He partied a lot. He loved to go out and drink and did not focus. And then he got into the NFL and he got resources. He got money spending time on off-season recovery and training and really dialing in on, hey, I've got an opportunity to make a fuckload of money on football. Let's put some effort into that. And
sure.
You know, he also has the personality that he exploded. But if you're using Dallas there, it's a great pick, and Dallas would.
I'm going to go to Dallas just because that, like I said, the Madden point was good that like I can go play as George Kittle.
Sure. Right now if I want to. My final pick, another defensive player, but I'm also using him on special teams. I'm going Desmond King.
Okay. Yeah. I felt that coming. Yeah.
My number one option here. I think Brad Banks is the easy option. So I just put him at three. I'm going Desmond King here. He is returning every kick, every punt. I'm housing one per game minimum. And defensively, I'm probably getting a lot of picks. I am using, you know, generally I will control a linebacker on defense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the standard or if some people like to be a D lineman or who knows, but I think it would be an absolute blast to use Desmond King. Desmond King kind of he fits as just, this is the kind of guy you want to use in a video game. I'm also going to insert him at running back on offense.
Okay. They do. They are very, and in Dynasty at least, and Road to Glory, the wear and tear is a real thing.
I would have to, you know, rep manage him, but I'm giving him a couple plays on offense every game because he was one of the best. Coming out of high school, Desmond was ranked, I think he was only a 2-star, but a lot of his highlight tape was him on offense at running back. And really? He was electric.
How tall is he?
Six foot, 6'1". And he probably played around 205, 210. Like he was a thick guy. He also hit really hard. And he is, as we've said before, one of the most instinctual players that's ever come through the program. I will say I have four honorable mentions, but I'll let you give your one and then we'll wrap this up.
Well, now, so that was going to be my one.
Okay.
If I'm being totally honest, but I'm not, okay, like I said, won't do it. Well, now I almost feel like I have to, do I just sub in Josh Jackson?
So, Josh, I also thought about. He would have been insane after that junior year he had. It's a great pick. I think it's a good pick if you want to use Josh. He would be a video game number kind of guy.
And then also, I don't know, I throw around like, do I do a Tavon Smith just so I can recreate one play?
Just
so I can recreate one play?
You could. Well, that play, there's another play where he reversed across the entire field against you and I think.
I mean, there's like, that is his play, though.
It's his play.
The Big Ten championship. Yeah. I mean, come on. Oh man, this is so difficult now. And then also, I mean, I know this post Iowa career made his life different, but like Akram Ridley Jukes in this game would be ridiculous.
Yeah. I wish Drake was here. So he could have a comment on that. I'll refrain from any negative. I wish he was on the team so I could bench him and just, he could just ride the pine.
The autographs NIL portion of the game would be tricky.
He would definitely get kicked off the team.
I'm going to go,
can't go wrong.
I'm going to go Jack Campbell.
Okay. Jack's a good, I like that pick too. He would have had a ton of tackles. Honestly, right now, as someone you can go right now and do this with, dude, like playing with Jay Higgins would be absurd. Best linebacker in the game, rating wise.
He does light people up.
Yeah,
I will say.
My honorable mention.
Okay.
Bob Sanders.
It's a great pick.
Chad Greenway. Mm-hmm. Brandon Scherff. I know you don't play as an offensive lineman. You never do it. There's no reason to. But some of the like crackback blocks that he would have, or you know, some like offensive linemen just aren't video game characters. But Sheriff would deserve a couple highlights there. And my final one, Keith Duncan, the year he was snubbed of the Groza. I feel like with the kicking difficulty, especially, Dunk would have. He'd be a good guy to have.
Well, I might throw a flag because I think Sheriff's available in Ultimate Team.
Is he?
I think he might be. I feel like I saw that. I feel like I saw that somewhere.
Okay. I'll take him off and we'll just.
It's the same as like Coop would be the easiest pick ever, but he's available in Ultimate.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's so many guys. Well, I had one honorable mention would be James Ferentz, center sneaks.
Okay. That would be cool. That would be cool.
But no, there's so many good guys. Like we just mentioned, like Tavon Smith and Josh Jackson are incredible. Or even like Ricky Stanzi.
It would be great to run out there with Stanzi or Drew Tate. Like, I mean, come on.
Like there's a lot of good guys that, yeah. And I don't know if the most like college football 25 players are like, man, I really wish I could play Drew Tate right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's right. Just, I don't know. Like we're Iowa fans, like the majority of the football. That
I guarantee everybody listening to this right now, that's at all interested in the game is probably in sort of my demographic or slightly older. And they're like, dude, if I could play as Drew Tate and just throw Hail Marys, you know, all four downs on offense when I got the ball, I would do it.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Like Tyler Goodson?
It would be another great player. I mean, you just go down the list. It's hard. It's hard to narrow.
Yeah, and it's tough too because, like, I think it would be so funny, though, if you could do the Road to Glory with a punter, Torrey Taylor, or like Road to Glory with James Ferentz.
With a long snapper would be great.
Like Linderbaum, just like you just got you in practice. Just
that may be the next thing I have to advocate for is playing as the long snapper and them adding similar to like the meter with the kicking and the punting. Mm-hmm. Like add the meter for long snapping and maybe another game function where like you can determine the spin of the ball and the accuracy of the ball. I'd be the only one playing it, but I think it would be fantastic.
Where does a Josie Jewell come in this list?
Didn't even consider him. Called him a pussy this weekend, and that's what I have to say.
Not for the game?
Just in general as a human.
Okay. Or what I mean, you left a lot of your boys off the list. That's all I'm saying. Like Mark, did you even mention Mark Wiseman?
No, didn't.
You didn't even consider him. Interesting. Okay. No comment. No comment on that.
They can take it up with me in the comments or personally.
I just like this is not like my favorite thing. It's just naming guys.
It's a pass.
Well, this is we also. I'm now realizing I completely airballed on one. How did neither of us pick Laporta?
I thought about Laporta when I was thinking Hawk, but again, I just think Hawk was when you're looking for that flair, like a breakaway or something like. And I know Laporta had the play against Kentucky where he breaks like six tackles and almost goes to the end zone in the Verbo Citrus Bowl or whatever. But I tried to spread it out both age and position wise. And my tight end was Hawkinson. That was my pick.
This is could be too more of like a sickos pick. Rebuild with Deacon as a challenge. Kind of a sickos pick.
Dear God. Like, that would be. That sounds like all right. I'm going back. Give me Jake Rudock.
So this
we're gonna
is,
win the Natty.
Yeah, give me Rudock. What's it? Or do we just you can because you can tell kids to transfer or not. Should we just you force Rudock back on the team.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad you. Thank you for participating in this. I think these things are fun to do. It's we have not traditionally done them a lot and our audience, anyone who's still listening knows, like we have not done some of these sort of like for fun kind of BS kind of top tens or would, you know, like questions, pondering questions. It's all much more like serious stuff because Drake and Kevin just don't think they want to waste their time on it. But I would love to do more of these, and I think there's an opportunity for me and you to do a couple more as we get closer to the season.
I'll just name names and do hypotheticals.
Yeah. I will throw this out. Okay. I think we'll be getting two more coaches on before the end of the summer.
Okay. Former or
current two current coaches.
Just checking.
And there's not a lot. There's not many left between last year and this year that we haven't done. So you guys can ponder that. You guys can just sit on that. Let that stew a little bit. And those will be very exciting. Right. As for now, glad you guys were able to listen to this 70 minutes of fun. Grant and I appreciate you joining us.
We do.
Check out that Patreon. Patreon.com/watchthewalkons. Check out the YouTube. Click the notification button. Click subscribe. Mm-hmm. Follow us. Get hype and get ready. Clear your schedule for Coach Grant. It's coming later this summer, early fall. Thank you for being here. We'll talk to you next time. Until then, peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.